We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna has many names.
Krishna ki anatra pair longer.
Gopal Govinda Ram, Srimad Husudan, where's Srimad Husudan? Srimad Husudan Das. Gopal, Giridhari, Gopinath, Gopi Vallabh, there are so many names of Krishna. Keshav, Achyuta, Madhava, so many names. The principal name is Krishna. All these various names of Krishna have various meanings. All the names are summarized in the name Krishna, which means all attractive. But who is Krishna? It's a good question, isn't it? As we're chanting his names again and again, we should ask, who is this Krishna? Who is this person whose name we go on chanting? And it's not only us who are chanting. Young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stundanti, Divyai, Stavair. All the great demigods are also praising this person. Descriptions of Krishna are given in the Vedic literature. Brahma Samhita summarizes the main points of the glories and description of Krishna. Venam kvanantamaravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is a well-known verse from Sri Brahma Samhita. Well, when we think of Krishna, we can't think of Krishna without his flute. At least when Krishna is in Vrindavan, he always has his flute. So Venam kvanantam, he has his, he's holding his flute. And his eyes are just like blooming lotus flowers, blooming lotus petals. Aravinda Dala. Dala means petal. There's a peacock feather in his hair. And Asitambuddha Sundarangam, his form is beautiful, like a beautiful black cloud. How beautiful! There's no beautyometer. Well, there's thermometers, hygrometers, hydrometers, and there are so many different ometers for, or meters for measuring various. Beauty is subjective. Beauty is, there's a saying, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. As far as Mr. Pig is concerned, Mrs. Pig is extraordinarily beautiful. But we are not attracted to the beauty of Mrs. Pig. Why does Mr. Pig find Mrs. Pig very beautiful? Why does any person find any other person, the physical form, attractive? There's one person called Kandarpa, also known as Kamadev, compels sexual attraction. But Krishna is described as Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. His beauty is of such special feature that it is more attractive than even millions of Kamadevs can even imagine. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This is the Govinda, the master of the cows and the senses, or the giver of pleasure to the cows and the senses. The original person. Brahma says, I worship. There are many other descriptions of Krishna given by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita about the beauty, qualities, and power of Krishna. The summary is the first verse of the extant Brahma Samhita. Most of it's extinct, or not exactly extinct, but not available. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyadananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. This verse is a description of the supreme position of Krishna. He is Govindam Adi Purusham. He's the original person. Certain classes of spiritual philosophers deny that the Supreme can be a person. Because however great a person there is, that within our experience, that person can never be considered supreme. The supreme intelligent person of the previous century, the 20th century, had to die like everyone else. Einstein is considered the superlative intelligence of the 20th century. The supremely militaristically powerful person of the 20th century, Hitler, he also had to die. The supremely wealthy people, there are so many wealthy people, they all have to die. In India, there are so many famous wealthy people, Tatas, Ambanis, Hindujas, Bialas, Hinduja, Biala, Dalmia, these
Dalmia,
are
all,
Premji Azad in Bangalore, they're all rich people, but they all have to die. There are families which are rich generation after generation, big business magnates of business families, the Tatas and the Bialas for several generations. They've been at the forefront of Indian commerce. So they were rich and their descendants are there, but they're not. They've gone.
You can read history books.
So many great people. The 20th century said, probably none of you have ever heard of him. He's not that great, but in Europe, he was one of the leading figures in European history in the 20th century. Charles de Gaulle. See, never heard of him. He's considered a very important person in modern European history. So he made a wry observation. Wry means it's kind of, dry humor. He said that the graveyards are full of indispensable people. In other words, people, they're considered indispensable. Life cannot go on without them, but then they die and, you know, life goes on. So we cannot, however great a person may be in this world, we cannot consider them supreme. They're all, for all their greatness, they're all limited. Therefore, some spiritual philosophers have concluded that the supreme cannot be a person. The Vaishnavas, they strongly contest this, that yes, the supreme is a person. Govindam Adi Purusham, the original person. He is a person, and just like everyone likes music, he also likes music. He plays a flute. He's a flautist. And just like everyone does something to pass their days, so Krishna is a cowherd. Well, this definitely cannot be the supreme. Just at least accepted it for the sake of argument or as a theory that the supreme is some big guy who sits on a big throne. But you're saying that he's playing a simple bamboo flute and is running after some cows, that's silly to say that he's supreme. Krishna, at least according to Lord Brahma, who is significantly more intelligent than Einstein and hasn't died yet, as Einstein has, he says, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the original person. Krishna is a person, but he's a categorically different person from the persons of this material world. Krishna is a person, but he's not limited. Krishna never gets old. Krishna never dies.
Krishna maranam adeyadhu kedaiyadhu.
Krishna is never subject to illusion. Not subject to illusion, and that means he knows everything. Krishna never suffers from depression, or stress, or hunger, or thirst, or any such material troubles. So in this way, Krishna is categorically different from every person within our experience.
But if he's only
like that, then he's not really, if he's devoid of all the characteristics of ordinary persons, then he wouldn't be a person.
அவர் வந்து
If he was devoid of all the characteristics of other persons, then he wouldn't be a person. Just like everything is understood according to its characteristic. Just like a cow. When I say cow, immediately in your mind comes a generic form of a cow. There's no cow here. But if we say cow, then you can immediately think, oh yes, I know what a cow is.
Okay.
When I say a cow, you don't think of a goat. A cow is different from a goat. Both a cow and a goat have four legs and horns, generally. And the females give milk. A cow is generally bigger than a goat, different shape. So if we say there's a cow, but it has no legs, no tail, no udders, no horn, and doesn't give milk. And you say, well, it's not a cow. How can you call it a cow if it doesn't have any characteristics of a cow? So every person that we know of gets old, dies, is in illusion, doesn't know everything, and suffers various miseries. But Krishna, and they have a form with human form, two legs, just like a cow has four legs and a goat has four legs, but a cow is different to a goat. So a chimpanzee also has two legs, but is significantly different nevertheless from a human being. So Krishna has a form which is, or Krishna's form is Narakriti Param Brahma, the form of the Supreme Truth, resembles that of a human being. Krishna doesn't grow old, doesn't die, is never in illusion, doesn't suffer. And you may say, well, he's not a person, because every person gets old, dies, suffers. And so how can we say Krishna is a person if he doesn't have these characteristics that we see in every other person? Well, he has characteristics that other people have. He's not totally devoid of characteristics. Therefore, he can be understood as a person. Of course, nowadays you could probably make a machine to play a flute, or you don't even bother with musical instruments. You just do everything in a computer. You can, or this synthesizer. You can have the whole orchestra. Every instrument that's ever been dreamed of is in your synthesizer. Anyway, Krishna plays a flute. That's an activity which is distinctly a human activity, which is distinctly a human activity. And he performs, he has friends, which although computers can do many things which humans used to do, but we never saw computers having friends and enemies. Krishna shows all the, or exhibits all the activities of a person without the limiting factors that cause suffering in this material world. But he's categorically different from every other person. Of course, there are great sadhus who are known as siddha purushas, liberated persons,
other
persons. And they are also reputed to have conquered over material miseries. Bhishma had the ability to choose his own time of death. That means he wasn't controlled by death in the same way as other persons were. So, we find in also the description of Chaban Muni, who was very old, but by his yogic power, he was able to convert his body into a youthful body. No, actually, it was the Ashwini Kumars gave him that facility. It may seem that by yogic power, one can come to have some of the qualities of Krishna, of not being old and of being in control of one's death. But Krishna is beyond the position even of every yogi. Krishna is known as Yogeshwar,
Krishna,
the master of all yogis. And But some great yogis, they're also called Yogeshwara because they're by yoga siddhi, they've attained some apparent control over this material situation. Krishna is known as Yogeshwareshwara. Even if someone else may be called Yogeshwara, Krishna is the controller of such persons. So, Krishna is all attractive, that is the meaning of his name. His form is attractive. Flute is attractive. His name is attractive. His divine form is attractive. His qualities are attractive. Therefore, he is supreme. Persons who deny the personality of Krishna they cheat themselves of the opportunity to be attracted to Krishna. Actually, he is supreme in all respects. Even the impersonal absolute, which is worshipped or aspired for by persons who think that spiritual life is only philosophical, Krishna is the source of that. So it may seem like a contradiction that Krishna is the supreme controller and that he plays a flute. Because why should the supreme... wouldn't think that the supreme controller would do such an ordinary, everyday thing as playing a flute. And even if he plays a flute, why a bamboo flute? And if he's going to do something, well, why be a cowherd? I mean, there are better things to do than that, are there not? But by all these apparently low-class activities, Krishna exhibits another of his opulences. He's supremely independent. He doesn't have to act according to the expectations of aristocratic society. He can do, and he does. Krishna is the supreme aristocrat, but he doesn't have to take such a dignified position. He can just enjoy himself as he likes. Raso vai saha. The supreme is rasa. That is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme truth that the philosophers seek after. But they can never find him simply by a philosophical process.
Yes.
Because by a philosophical process alone, one could never come to the conclusion that the supreme truth plays a flute. But he does. We know from Lord Brahma, he's a great brahmana, he doesn't tell lies. And he knows what is the conclusion of the Vedas. Lord Brahma studied the Vedas 3 times thoroughly and came to the conclusion that Krishna is supreme. Supreme Krishna as flute playing. So we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we discuss about Krishna, so that we can better appreciate who is that Krishna whose name we chant. I hope that in this short discussion we've all become more aware or increased our understanding of Krishna. How much can we understand Krishna? Well, there are examinations. You can take a course, Bhakti Shastri course, all these different books which describe Krishna. If we study very well, we might get high marks. We might get 90% or 95% or even 100%. But if we get 100% in the Bhagavad Gita exam, does that mean that we 100% understand Krishna? If we get 100%, we should understand that actually I understand practically nothing about Krishna. Someone who understands Krishna understands, I don't understand Krishna. And one who thinks they understand Krishna, they definitely don't understand Krishna.
Right.
Lord Brahma said, this is recorded not in Brahma Samhita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jananta eva janantu kimba hukta name prabho manaso vachaso vapo vaibhavam tapagochara. He said to Krishna, some people may say, I understand Krishna. They can say like that if they like.
But as far as I'm concerned, me, who's offering you all these prayers, which are up to the present day considered very authoritative prayers for describing the nature of Krishna, so I'm saying all these prayers which describe the nature of Krishna, but I think I really don't understand anything at all about Krishna. Everything about Krishna is inconceivable. But still, we should try to understand him as much as he is described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not exactly a mental or intellectual process. The academic scholars can study Krishna, but their study of Krishna is like someone who gets a bottle of honey and licks it from the outside. How much you have to lick a bottle of honey from the outside before you taste it? How many times will you have to lick it before you taste it? Well, you can go on licking until your tongue is dry, but you'll never taste it. They don't know the process, or they don't accept the process, that you have to come in contact with the honey. You can't get the flavor. So those who try to approach Krishna simply by the process of knowledge, they are compared to crows. Hindi crows say kwa, Bengali crows say kaka. Tamil crows say kaka. Arasagya kak chushe gyana nimba phale. They have no rasa. The crows, they have no rasa. They have no sweetness. They don't know the science of rasa. Actually, crows, they like to eat some kind of fruit. They also get some rasa. They like to eat the neem fruit, which is very bitter. But rasagya kokil kai primamra mukule. But the devotees are compared to the kokil, which I don't know the word in Tamil, but which actually looks something like a crow, although, but it sings very sweetly. So the kokil, they like to eat the mango buds. So that's the jnana, that simply by the process of knowledge, that is very bitter. No, Krishna. Krishna is a tribal prince who was elevated to the stature of Vishnu. Rasangya kokil kai premamra mukule. The devotees are compared to the kokil who eats the mango buds of Krishna Prana. Krishna can be understood by the process of bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. And when one understands Krishna, he understands, I don't understand anything about Krishna. He's beyond our vaibhavang manaso. What is that? Manasa vachasavapo. Krishna is by mental methods, by discussing, by any means, Krishna's glories are not possible to understand. When one is attracted by Krishna, then trying to understand in a quantitative way is no longer attractive. Mother Yashoda doesn't think, oh, this is God, I'd better feed him. In fact, when Devaki, she was seeing Krishna, she was praising him, you are the Supreme Lord, and she didn't even think about feeding him. Krishna, she's praying to him, and Krishna covered her with his yogamaya potency and said, I'm hungry. So then she treated him as a mother instead of treating him as God. She treated him as a mother treats her child. So who can understand? He who feeds everyone who is never hungry is begging his mother, feed me, I'm hungry. He who has everything and provides everything for everyone is hungry for the love of his devotee. And that's why we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Because Krishna likes that. We want to please Krishna. And we also become pleased, because if we please Krishna, then automatically we become pleased. So I'll just finish this upanyasam, as it said in Tamil, this speech, by saying one more thing.